There's No Such Thing as a Bad Kid. That's the title of a book by author and youth care specialist Charlie Appelstein. Appelstein will be in Grand Marais on Wednesday, April 13th, to lead a series of workshops on strength-based approaches in parenting, teaching, and dealing with troubled youth.
Strength-based practice is an emerging approach to helping kids and adults that's exceptionally positive and inspiring. You know, it focuses on what people do right versus what they do wrong. It starts with the belief that everyone has or can develop strengths and that can be used to enhance functioning and lead happier lives, and it's just, it's sweeping the world. It's very exciting to be part of it.
Appelstein says there are many reasons that people respond to a positive, strength-based approach.
One, when you're incredibly positive with people, it makes them feel good. And who in life functions well when you don't feel good? Many people who are acting out or making bad decisions, they're depressed. They don't feel good about themselves. So when the people around them are constantly pumping them up and saying and doing things that inspire them, they feel better and they tap their strengths better. Also, a lot of people who act out or have trouble in life are riddled with self-doubt. And when the people around such folks are positive and inspiring, it attacks self-doubt. It's been said that self-doubt kills ability. And so when we can get people to be really positive with at-risk kids or adults, it attacks the self-doubt that many of these kids harbor, and they start making great decisions. And when you really get pumped up and believe in tough kids, it gives them hope. And I like to say hope is humanity's fuel.
Appelstein says that just looking at things from a different angle or reframing something can make a big difference.
One of the greatest techniques in strength-based practice is what we call reframing, where you take a negative behavior and you turn positive. You change the way a kid thinks about himself. I could give you case example after case example of adults and kids who literally changed their behavior for the better, almost on a dime, when we reframed their negative behavior. And really what we're doing by reframing negative behavior is getting people to see the goodness in themselves, understanding that a lot of negative behavior comes from self-protective good places.
Another way to empower kids, says Appelstein, is by giving them a chance to succeed every day.
We really talk about making sure that every troubled kid in the world, from the moment he or she gets up in the morning to the moment he or she goes to bed, has multiple opportunities for success. When kids feel successful in one area, it generalizes to the others.
For more information about the April 13th workshops with Charlie Appelstein, contact Diane Booth at 387-3015 or visit WTIP.org. The workshops are free of charge and are being provided to the community through the support from Cook County Extension and the Cook County PTA. For WTIP North Shore Community Radio, I'm Kara Thomas.